tonight to the Lord's table, I'll remind you that Jesus gave this ordinance, along with the ordinance of baptism, not to Christians just willy-nilly, but to the church. This is a church ordinance. You may have noticed in the last, 10, 12, maybe 15 years ago, that we no longer have a wedding couple have the Lord's Supper as a part of their wedding ceremony. That is a growing conviction on the part of your pastor. The Lord's Supper is not just my individual, me and Jesus, having a meal, but it is a communal meal. It is the body of Christ coming together to celebrate the sacrifice that Jesus made for our eternal redemption as we take of the bread and the cup. And so that's why we do it as a church and not in other capacities. That's why it's fitting that we read together the covenant of our church when we come to the Lord's table. And so tonight I want us to read together the covenant of Lakeview Baptist Church. It'll be on the screen. And I invite you to join me if you are a member of this church in affirming once again this covenant. Would you read with me? Having repented of our sins, and having trusted in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and being baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we make the following covenant with God and with one another. By God's grace, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will support the testimony of our church by loving God supremely, by living a Christ-filled, Christ-like life, by faithfully worshiping together on the Lord's Day, by regularly sharing the gospel with unbelievers, by demonstrating Christ's love to all people, by supporting the global mission efforts. We will guard the unity of our church by honoring its doctrines, by showing love for one another, by ministering to one another, by praying with and for one another, by speaking in a way that builds up others, by following the leaders chosen by our church. We will support the ministries of our church by giving generously of our finances, by being equipped to serve, by developing a servant's heart, by exercising our spiritual gifts in ministry. We will, when we move from this place, as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's Word. That is a solemn and sacred covenant that we made with one another and with the Lord. Now, the Lord's Supper is an occasion for us to remember the awful price that Jesus had to pay for our eternal salvation. And the most familiar passage in all of the New Testament regarding the observance of the Lord's Supper is obviously Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 11. So if you'll find God's Word for just a moment, and we want to look in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll begin with verse 23. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep," which is Paul's metaphor for physical death. For the for the believer. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. The Lord's Supper is for God's people. The Lord's Supper is for those who have come to a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's Supper is for those who have publicly acknowledged their faith in Him through the waters of baptism. It is an in-house meal. It's not for everyone. And so while we're always pleased that anyone would come as an unbeliever and share this worship time with us, and I assume every time we gather we have unbelievers with us, but I would encourage you, if you do not have a personal saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, just pass the elements by. I hope that it would be a reminder to you of your need of a Savior, and a reminder to you of the awful price that Jesus paid to purchase the redemption of sinful humanity. But Paul does say here to us that the bread is a reminder of the body that Jesus nailed to the cross, and the cup is a reminder of the blood that Jesus shed on that cross. And we do it to remember Him. He did say, examine yourself. And so let me say to every one of us, we ought to examine ourselves. It is unthinkable that a person would come and to the Lord's table and take of the bread and the cup, knowing that he or she had unconfessed sin in his or her heart. Knowing that there was some relationship that was not in good repair to the best of your efforts to make that repair. And so I'm going to ask, before we have the deacon serve us tonight, I'm going to ask that we take just a few moments of silence and quiet. Chad, I didn't need you to play. Let's just sit here quietly and bow before the Lord and pray this prayer with your pastor. Search me, O God, and try know my heart, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and see if there's any sin that I need to confess to you before I take of these elements of the bread and the cup. Let's do that at this time. ask the Lord to search our hearts. We come to the Lord's table.